Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
I am very honored to bring to you radio legend and a friend of mine, Kevin Matthews.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Hey, Kev.
Hi, Wendy. I don't know about that. Wendy, I love you. You and I worked for years together in Chicago. Hello. It's good to be on the air, WGN.
It's so good to have you. Now, I know that Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope, was your first book about traveling and with the Virgin Mary statue that you found in a dumpster, and you're basically making a point that we're all broken. No one's perfect. And now you have a sequel.
Yeah, can you believe that? I mean, I was thinking that it's 1994. I'm on the loop with you and Brandmeier, Steve, Gary, the Chicago Bulls, Larry Wirt, Bonaducci. And if you would have told me then, 20 years later, you're going to be carrying around a 70-pound statue of the Virgin Mary that I found next to a dumpster, broken in half, busted hands, and the journey, the story has now gone worldwide, and I'm on my new book. This new book is Mary's Roadie. That's what I am.
That is the best title ever, and yes, well, you are that.
Well, I am. I mean, it's not me. I'm just, when everything starts to slow down, I get a call. And it's my travels with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And it's been fascinating, and it's gone global. And I'm really proud. I'm going to be coming into Barrington this week, but we're also ODB Films, this really great company, came to me, and they wanted to do this story. It's been in the works for 4 years, and it's coming in May, and it'll be in theaters all over America. And I just found out I'm going to be going to Sundance.
Wow!
Next year, and it's amazing how God is working now with just regular people. You know, it's not about me. It's just a fascinating journey I've been on, and this book is really fascinating. One of the things I had to write about this book is so much happened after the first book. And I ended up going to Fatima, Portugal, and there's an epic miracle that happened down in Fatima in 1917. And that really changed my life when I went down there with a priest and a nun. I never thought I used to break in casinos in Vegas, and they'd fly Johnny and Steve, Gary and I and you out, and you'd break in, the Luxor or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm flying with them. Now I'm going to Portugal with a priest and a nun.
Boy, how things change, huh?
Yeah, they sure do. And the one thing about this book, I'm very blessed because I'm with Matthew Kelly, who's a giant publisher. And this is the first book that includes photographs in any of his publications, because these events and journeys and stories and these miracles, I had to include photos that I've taken. Otherwise, I don't think people are going to believe what has been happening. And it's amazing. So this coming Thursday, if you are living out in the Barrington area, I'm going to be over at St. Anne's Catholic Church. And that's on 120 Ella Street in Barrington this Thursday. The doors open up at 6. I'll talk and then sign this new book. And Wendy, you're a good Catholic.
I'm an okay Catholic, but I'm proud to be a Catholic.
But see, this is what I love. I love to get the okay Catholics. That's what I love. I love the okay Catholics in your love. And, the thing is, I think this time of year, especially right now with Advent just starting, I mean, the birth of Christ, and, the return of Christ is coming. And when we take a look at things, we're all broken, but we're loved by God, and that's what I love most. I've been around the most broken, Wendy. I've talked in prisons with lifers and, little kids that have cancer or, you know, people that are so sick, and yet they have hope and the power of prayer. And we're all broken, but we're loved by God. So,
and Steve,
it's going to be a good talk.
Steve Bertrand is in the newsroom. He has a question for you.
So, yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
How do you react when people react by thinking it's a joke? I mean, I think it's only natural that a lot of us would hear this and say, oh, this must be some sort of bit he's doing.
Nope.
And it's not. Tell me about your reaction to that,
no,
or your thoughts about that.
You know, I was born Catholic, but, you know, I was an okay Catholic, too, you know, and my kids got confirmed and baptized and whatnot. And even when I was at the Loop, I was a practicing Catholic, but I went, you know, because I had to. And no, this isn't a joke. And at the time I found the statue next to a dumpster, and I had just been diagnosed with MS, and I lost my job, and I was hitting rock bottom. And when I saw this statue laying next to a dumpster, God spoke to me and said, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And had I left that statue that day, I know that I would be gone. I'd be dead and in hell. There's no question. So, Steve, when people say this is a joke, you know, I don't take myself, you know, it's not about me. It's about God. And that's why I love the title of this book, God and Christ are working through me with our Blessed Mother Mary. And my love for Mary has just, she is the absolute busy best. I mean, thank goodness for her, because she keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah. And 773 has just texted in, I use Kevin's Broken Mary app daily. Thank you for it, Kevin. And you can pray the rosary with Kev.
Yeah, yeah. We did that. We launched that 10 years ago, and there has been millions and millions of people around the world. I recite that rosary. And that's one of the things in this new book. I write about the miracles of the rosary. And I say the rosary is not just beads. It's Mary's umbilical cord. It's how she feeds us Christ. And it's a beautiful talk, and I'd love to see everybody Thursday. It's a great way to acknowledge, you know, the birth of Christ is coming here in about 23 days or 20 days. And I've been over to Barrington in St. Anne's Catholic Church. And St. Anne's, of course, is named after Mary's mother. So no coincidences at all.
All right. St. Anne's Catholic Church in Barrington, 120 Ella Street, Thursday night. And finally, Kev, we got to hit news, but I'd love to have you on again when the documentary trailer is available.
Yes. That is coming in May. And also, there's a Loop doc coming that I want to talk to you about. And I want to get your son over to Elevator at Go-Go. And you can tell everybody about that. Your son is very talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Kevin. 8477. I went to St. Anne's School, and my sister is the vice principal there now. Can't wait to see this on Thursday.
Good. Good. This Thursday. See you, everybody.
All right. Love you, Kev.
Love you.